Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and as you deal with your personal fiscal crises, you're invited to our new online community for job hunters. It's a Brian Lehrer Show Facebook group called Help Wanted. Follow the stories of our five job-seeking bloggers, Naomi, Allison, Mary Lee, Lauren, and Jim. Share your career-building tips or start your new discussion thread. Go to WNYC.org and click on Brian Lehrer Show for Help Wanted. And Jim joins us again now to discuss his latest post on career site scams that he's been running into. Hi, Jim. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, Brian. How are you?
Good, thank you. And your post is about mainstream job listing sites like Monster and CareerBuilder, where you've come to suspect that some of the listings are either fraudulent or non-existent. What first made you suspicious?
Well, following up on them, I think when a job is posted as a job, and it really is what I would call a business opportunity, as far as the FTC is concerned, that's a scam.
And so, for example, one story that you tell is of an ad for working with Fortune 500 companies. That sounds prestigious. And you can give us the punchline. What did that turn out to be?
Well, it was taking coupon books that were that had coupons, let's say, for Pepsi, $1 off, which is a Fortune 500 company, walking around malls, getting names.
And did you follow that up and see how they were going to pay you and stuff like that?
Well, I went to the first interview, and there were several well-dressed, mostly men like myself, and a couple of us were talking while some others were in the getting interviewed, and we were trying to find out what was this job, you know, what did it entail. And during the interview, I kept on asking, so what do we do? And the interviewer was being very coy and said, well, all will be shown, and, you know, we have to first decide whether we're going to take you on. And I'm getting a little skeptical at this point, so I said, well, okay, thanks, you know, I walk out. And, of course, that night I get a call, say, we decided to take you on, and we'd like you to report at, let's say, I forget the street corner, but let's say 33rd and 3rd, and show up with a suit on and be prepared to work at 9 a.m.
Right, and there you were. And they gave you a stack of coupons?
Well, at first I thought about it. I says, and I wait for you, and what do we do? I says, I'll explain when we spend the day together. And I said, well, am I getting paid for this? No, we're still going through the interview process.
Interesting. Yeah. So there's a line there that I don't know where it is between something that's actually a scam, which implies that it's illegal, and something which is just, you know, exaggerating what the job is and trying to get you to do some cheap work. And you said another thing that you ran into was a big fee that you would have had to pay for access to a six-figure job listing that may or may not actually exist. What was that one about?
That actually comes up a lot on the sites. That's through what I would call a third party, and it's a, you know, CEO position, and I'll apply for it, or I'll, you know, and I'll get this call back and say, well, yeah, we looked at your resume. You're the kind of person we need, and let me tell you the problem though, and he goes on to say that I'm not exactly the right person. And, however, they have other jobs that would be exactly for me. And then he goes on about this and kind of gets it going a little bit. Say, that sounds like, yeah, that sounds good. And eventually to say, well, okay, well, this is how we work. You know, why don't you come in and we'll talk about it? And it's a long sales spiel that he's selling me to eventually come up with a certain amount of money. A considerable amount of money.
Did I see $5,000?
Yes, $5,000.
Which gets you?
Gets me access to these job posts.
So
and possibly an inside, in their words, an inside access to the job.
Now, you're a guy looking for work. We're going to get a take on this from an expert in just a second. But before you go, Jim, are you changing your own job hunting practices based on what you've realized about scams and exaggerations?
Well, I still use the job boards, although they've really been almost useless. I think I can honestly say I continue to use them. I don't know why. Many people have said this, and I think it's the most effective, is to really network everybody you know and use the social media sites as best you can. And also go directly to the companies. They have job postings. Not all, but some have job postings, and at least you know it's for real.
Jim, good luck out there, and thanks a lot.
Thanks, Brian.
And listeners, you can read Jim's full post on this. It's really good. And follow all our Help Wanted bloggers and join the discussions on our Help Wanted Facebook group. Get there through our page at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. And let's get more now on job listing scams from Nick Korkadilis, founder of the blog AskTheHeadHunter.com and author of How Can I Change Careers? Hey, Nick, welcome back to WNYC.
Morning, Brian. Good to be talking to you again.
So did those things that Jim was just describing ring a bell for you?
Oh, the problems are legion out there, Brian. It's really become a mecca. The job market has become a mecca for scammers nowadays. It's just ridiculous out there.
So with this $5,000 in order to gain access to listings for six-figure jobs, is that ever legit?
I have never seen there are some services that will provide you with inside information about top-level positions, but they're few and far between. They tend to be very specialized. The so-called mainstream online sites that charge money for access to job listings, there are basically three kinds of job boards. There are niche job boards, which tend to be some of the better ones. They're run by people who focus, for example, on medical technology. They focus websites like Dice.com that focus exclusively on information technology positions. They're ones that are so-called vertical. Then on the other end, you have the so-called aggregators like MonsterCom. You have Hot Jobs, you have Career Builder, you have the Ladders, which I think is the worst of the bunch. What they basically do is charge you for premium access to exclusive job listings, which in fact are posted all over the internet for free.
And listeners, we can take your job board scam stories on the phones too. Have you had any experiences similar to what Jim was describing, or any other possible job hunting scams that you want to call out or ask about? 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. Or you can post to our Help Wanted group. Go to WNYC.org and click on Brian Lehrer Show. But our phones are open for just a few minutes, 212-433-9692. Talk more about the ladders. I see that you wrote a piece on your blog about that. Why do you say that's one of the worst?
I've actually been following the ladders for a long time. The ladders was started by the people who started Hot Jobs years ago. What ladders does is it basically takes a mass market model like Hot Jobs and Monster has, and they tweak it to make it look like it's exclusive $100,000 plus job listings. And what really troubles me about them, and what troubles my readers who have submitted dozens and dozens of claims of fraud, is that if you go to the ladders.com homepage, it says only $100,000 plus jobs, only $100,000 plus job candidates for employers. And yet what my readers, what the audience says out there, is they pay $180 a year to access this service. They'll go out on an interview only to be told by the employer, well, this is only a $50,000 job. And by the way, we never posted it on ladders to begin with. So what you have is people who are being told that they're paying good money for access to certain level positions, only to find that those positions either don't exist, were never posted on the ladders by the employer, or in fact don't pay that kind of money.
Now, that's a serious accusation to make against an existing business, and so I don't, you know, I'm not going to sit here and say I know that that's true.
Well, what I'm saying is this. What I'm pointing out, Brian, is that there are dozens and dozens of people who have posted on my blog and who've posted elsewhere complaining that the money they're paying to access what are supposedly $100,000 plus jobs, then they provide actual transcripts of chats with Ladder's customer service reps. who tell them, well, sorry, that one shouldn't have been posted up there. We'll take it down. And when you keep seeing this again and again and again, you start to realize that there's something wrong. My issue is not that not every job is $100,000 plus. It's rather that the ladder says on its home page only $100,000 plus. So you're really appealing to a group of people who are expecting to spend good money to access only $100,000 plus jobs. Whether it's fraudulent or not, that'd be up to somebody else to determine. I'm not claiming that.
And we'll try to get somebody from them on to talk about how they see what they do. But Michael in Morningside Heights, you're on WNYC. Hello.
Hey, good morning. Your conversation reminded me of an experience I had a few years ago. I don't remember exactly all the details, but I think I went in what I thought was an interview with a recruiter just to get to know him better, as I recall. I think it might have been in the Empire State Building. But I went in there and sat down I filled out an interview, a questionnaire, went into the room with the guy, and it became apparent to me after a minute or two that this was one of those scams. You may have mentioned me paying a fee, and at that point I knew for sure, you know, I didn't want to be there. And I literally got up and ripped my resume out of his hand.
Because you didn't think you were going to an agency, which is, you know, has a legitimate right to charge you a fee. You thought you were going to a job interview.
No, I thought it was being interviewed by a recruiter. I knew this was not a job interview.
Uh-huh.
But you know, I've often met with recruiters right. in the past just so they get to know me better and,
right.
you know, we establish a rapport, you know.
Michael, thank you. And Nick, how does that work when it's legit?
Well, let's step back for a second. You said something that a lot of people seem to believe to be the case, Brian, and that's that it's okay for a recruiter to charge you a fee. I don't believe it's ever okay for a recruiter to charge you a fee. There are certain employment agencies that at lower-level positions might take a percentage of your salary for a few months if they place you into a job. But in most cases, recruiters are paid exclusively by the employer. They're not paid by the job hunter. Anyone who's trying to sell you a job or a job listing, whether it's on a job board or by going into a meeting, that's when you should get up and run for the door.
So any of these services that are job boards that charge you, you know, whether it's $180 or $5,000 for access to their listings, do you say steer clear no matter what?
Let me give you an example. There's one job board online called LinkUp.com, which is one of the aggregators. They aggregate positions from employers all around the United States, but they actually go to the employer to get the listing. The listings are free. You can access them in one place. Why go to a service where you're paying money to access positions that are available all over the internet just for the benefit of being able to deal with an aggregator who supposedly puts them all in one place? And the aggregator has a great incentive to post anything and everything just so they can say, we have millions and millions and millions of job postings.
Mm-hmm.
The really damning thing here, Brian, is the success rates of these sites. If you look at a site like MonsterCom, companies that use sites like this that are polled say that they don't fill any more than 2-4% of their positions through the major job boards. So you're literally, you could stand on a corner outside your office and hand out your resume and probably have better luck.
Bernadette in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, Bernadette.
Hey, good morning, and thank you for having this segment. I think it's terrific, and I would support your caller 100%. I really went through the gamut of opportunities using these various agencies and came up dry. I think that everything that I ever found on the ladders was posted on the actual corporate website as well as other places on the web. And another company is Creative Circle, which just seems like a bunch of people who are scanning Craigslist and Monster and creating their own job board. And at least they don't take money from you, but, you know, it's all a bunch of false leads. I sent out over 400 resumes and wound up getting work pretty much through networking my behind off and, you know, and finding work word of mouth through people I knew.
Bernadette, thank you very much. Alex in Suffolk, you're on WNYC.
Yes, Brian, I have a question. I was about a year and a half ago, I found one of these websites who promised to give you know, inside information on eBay and what are really good sellers and how to, you know, to, get these the merchandise that sells fast and you know, they're supposed to tell you how to pretty much how to sell it, how to use eBay.
How to become a seller on eBay.
Yes. And over the phone, you know, everything was well talked out. They explained everything. They sweetened the conversation, you know, and I wind up paying about $1,500 out of pocket, pretty much scammed, and then wind up spending another $2,500 through an online contract, and wind up actually having to pay, you know, payments.
What were you supposed to get for that money?
Some kind of a course, which one of the people that worked for the company was supposed to, you know, over the phone, teach me how to go about what I'm doing through my laptop on my computer. And eventually, none of that happened. I just wind up paying the $1,500 and then owing another $2,000 to, I guess, a company that financed my payment.
Terrible. Alex, thank you. Stay there for a second, because, Nick, have you heard of this kind of thing, and is there anything he can do about it?
Brian, I think we all need to step back and remember that the Internet gives us instant access to anything and everything on the planet. And yet, the common sense rules of doing business with anyone really have not changed. Before you're going to spend $1,500 on someone you met online, you need to step back and, A, check their references. Find out who do they work with, who do they do business with, what do those people say about them, are they credible, are they reliable. 40% to 70% of jobs are found and filled through personal contacts. And the reason that's true is because managers like to hire people through referrals from people they know and trust. Likewise, when you go job hunting, you should do exactly the same thing. If you're looking for help with eBay, find someone who can give you references, who can tell you who they've worked with.
Mm-hmm.
You want some case studies. You want to know who they are. We tend to spend our money easily online because we can, but we have to step back and think.
Does Alex need to hire a lawyer if he wants to get his money back, or is there any other way that you know of?
Well, you could complain to your state Department of Consumer Affairs, go to the Attorney General's office in your state.
But because it's online, we don't know if they're in New Guinea or where, right?
Well, exactly. You really have to step back and ask yourself, should I be spending the money to begin with? Does it sound too good to be true? And again, because people are unfortunately desperately hunting for jobs and ways to make money, they really want to believe that for $1,500 they can learn how to use eBay. Or if you're a top executive, you're willing to spend $20,000 to have a consultant give you inside introductions to top executives at other companies. And they're all scams.
Alex, good luck out there. We just have a minute left. Nick, I know you also wanted to warn people about identity theft risks in the course of job hunting, correct?
What you have to keep in mind is that when you post information about yourself on a job board, you're providing a lot of personal information, even if your name is not on there. Any information about yourself that you publish winds up, believe it or not, getting processed by companies in what we used to fondly refer to as Iron Curtain countries. These databases are cross-referenced against one another. They might get your name and your address and your email in one place. They might get several pieces of information on you somewhere else. They match it, put it all together, and suddenly they can go open up credit card accounts on your behalf. So identity theft is a real problem. When you put information out there, you need to be very, very careful. It's going to be used.
You mentioned a website that you follow called Career Crossroads, Career X Roads. What do they do?
CareerCrossroads.com has been doing a 9- or 10-year survey of companies and basically asks them, what is your source of hires? Where do you find people? And that was the study that I was referring to that basically shows that sites like MonsterCom, CareerBuilder, fill only about 1 to 3, 4% of positions that companies advertise.
Nick Korkadilis, the man behind AskTheHeadhunter.com, an author of How Can I Change Careers. Very informative once again. Thank you very much.
Good talk to you, Brian.
And again, listeners, you can read our Job Seeker Jim's full post on this and follow all our Help Wanted bloggers and join any of the discussions on our Help Wanted Facebook group. Get there through our page at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. Lisa Allison, Jody Avergan, Paige Cowett, and Alan Smith produced this program. Our Help Wanted editor is Annie Schreffler. We had intern help today from Matthew Gurry and Amanda Reisman, and our senior producer is Megan Ryan. That's Debbie Fountain at the audio controls. I'm Brian Lehrer. Quick reminder, if you got your census forms in the mail already, we will have a census official to walk us through the form and take any questions that you have on Thursday's show. In the meantime, you can check out our Census Project website, 10 Questions That Count, including adding your 11th question. What one additional question would you ask all Americans? Go to WNYC.org and click on Brian Lehrer Show for our 10 Questions That Count site, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.